Some of our favourite fast food meals could be off the menu under the NHS's controversial new calorie cap plan. So basically, they want to slash the size of restaurant and fast food meals to just 950 calories. What do you reckon? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Dame Sally Davis, the NHS's outgoing chief medical officer, made the proposal in a bid to tackle the country's growing fat obesity epidemic, which she says is nowhere near being solved. On the line we have mirror columnist and personal trainer Siobhan O'Connor. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, what, how are you?
I'm all right. And the former MP Lembit Opic, who's deep breathing down the phone. Good morning, Lembit.
Sorry, I was just getting excited. Good morning.
Okay, great. Siobhan, we'll start with you. You obviously are aware of your fitness and your health. Is this really a way to try and tackle your calorie intake by reducing what you can actually buy in a fast food restaurant?
Absolutely. I think it's a fantastic idea because we are a danger to ourselves, as Stephen Nolan said the other night on the TV show. You know, he's immediately thinking of rushing to buy ice creams after the show, and it needs to be helped, like from saved from himself, essentially. And I think we're all in the same boat. The problem with all the food right now is it's highly addictive, and that's what the manufacturers are doing. They're putting in so much rubbish into them, highly addictive E-numbers, highly addictive sugar, to keep us hooked. Therefore, if we order like a normal Big Mac and say like, you know, fries, we want to eat about three of those because they're addictive. And I mean, if you think about the documentary Super Size Me, it was made for a reason, to show you just how addictive these are. And if there isn't a cap on them, we essentially can't be trusted to eat within limits because we don't know what we're eating and we don't cook from scratch anymore. We're basically feeding ourselves into an early grave.
Okay.
And I think a draconian measure like this is the only way to stop us and to save us from an early
death. In terms of not knowing what we're eating, I think most restaurants, when you go into them, fast food, for example, they do have the calorie content of what you're about to buy and eat on the menu. Lambert, I'll pick your response to Siobhan there.
This is the biggest load of patronising rubbish I've ever heard. I've talked about a lot of patronising rubbish on your show, but this takes the biscuit, quite literally, out of our mouths. Think about it this way. First of all, talking about addictive food, this has nothing to do with food. You're going to have a 400-calorie burger, which is addictive. Sum those things up. Secondly, the last thing here.
We're struggling to hear you, Len, but we'll try and sort out your line. It might actually be the signal where you are. But Siobhan, I think that the line that he was trying to get towards there was, if you reduce it, so you go and buy something and it's 950 calories, is someone going to then follow you around to another restaurant to make sure you don't go buy another three, four or five of them? You know, reducing the size of a meal will not necessarily tackle the problem that they're trying to do.
You see, subconsciously we'll start realising, I know what he's saying there, and I mean, I've been called patronising a lot for this, but you see, what happens is, psychologically, look at what happened with the smoking ban. We didn't want to get involved. People were saying this is draconian, it's not going to run, you know, people will still continue to smoke in bars, but that actually saved thousands of lives, and now far less people smoke. In fact, there's more quitters than smokers. People don't realise.
Yeah, is that a fair comparison? You know, when you talk about smoking, I know we've talked many times on this very programme about the dangers of obesity and of overeating and what you do put in your body. But when you compare smoking, which gives people cancer, you know, if you eat responsibly, yes, no one is saying that you can never, ever eat fast food. It's all about moderation.
Yeah, absolutely. But you see, we need to be safe for ourselves. Look at everyone at the moment. We're waddling around the streets. Obesity is overtaking smoking as one of the major cancer-causing issues of our day. The World Health Organization say that obesity is on track to basically kill us in the end. You know, we are becoming fatter. 10 in 30 school kids are fat. You know, and fat now is becoming a dirty word. We're not allowed to say it, but let's call it like it is. It's adipose tissue around the vital organs. 13 types of cancer are now being caused directly because of obesity.
Okay.
So actually, it's really, really similar to smoking, and people need to wake up to it. And if they can't be trusted because the manufacturers pump all this crap into the food, then a draconian measure like this is bound to save us.
Okay, let's just be careful with our language and suggesting what is and is not in food, because we're generalising there a lot, which is not maybe the thing to do. Lembit Opic is back. 2/3 of adults and 1/3 of children are now overweight, and the UK has the 3rd highest obesity rate in Europe. That's startling. Surely we need to tackle it.
Yeah, hopefully the signal's better. Sorry for before.
That's all right.
No, I just cannot accept this. This is patronising rubbish. First of all, anybody who comes up with a policy which limits the amount of calories in your food forgets what food is for. is to nourish us. These people will be middle-class desk job drivers who ignore the fact that somebody on a building site will use thousands of calories. Now what do they have to do? Go to three or four different restaurants to get the calories they need? Secondly, how on earth do you police this? Exactly the same problem. So I want one burger, but let's say I want 2,000 calories. I buy three meals. And here's a third point. You do not get a sense of responsibility by infantilizing our society. The number of times I've heard people preaching to us that we can be healthier if the state takes control of our personal decisions. Okay, then, let's say I have a 600-calorie burger. Then I go down to the Crown and have four pints of Guinness. Is that acceptable? Are you going to have a limit?
But you have to accept yourself the huge pressure that's on the NHS trying to treat the rising number of people with obesity problems. You know, so we all know, most of us know what is healthy for you and what is not. But yet a lot of us are still happy to fill our bodies with stuff that is not good for you.
And we will still do it. Here's an example. Wait a minute, let me just make this point. Heroin is illegal. If you're addicted to heroin, you'll find it somehow. Now, you've just said that these e-numbers are illegal. Are addictive. But if it's addictive, you're going to find that fix one way or another, even if you have to visit three restaurants to buy three meals.
Okay.
Having a limit on a meal...
Let's go to the phones.
..also patronising...
David in Belfast. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Fanny.
Go ahead.
I need to say... I agree a bit with Lambert there. It would be nigh impossible to police it. But a lot of people who don't make fresh meals and all is because of the prices of Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco's fresh food. It's absolutely ridiculous. You go in for a wee thing of maybe a couple of strawberries, a bit of apple, and it's near £2.
So I guess what you're trying to suggest is that there's maybe a bit of a class issue here or a money issue in that if you earn more money, if you've got more cash, you're going to find this easier. Whereas you are on the lower end of the scale, quite often the food that's not great for you can be cheaper, Siobhan O'Connor. So is that fair?
David, I think David is onto something there. Bring back home economics. You can buy a bag of carrots and a couple of potatoes in a lot of those stores that you're talking about for under €1 down south. I presume it's under £1 up there. And if you know how to pop them together in a pot and make a good healthy bowl of soup, you're onto something there, David. It's about teaching people how to cook.
If the government's going to force fast food places to cut down the calories, why don't the government force all these big shopping places to cut the prices of fresh food? And then also school. Kids aren't getting exercise in school nowadays.
Do they not have PE, David?
Exercise.
The kids do get exercise at school.
Oh, but I know, but should the teachers have been cut back? There used to be in primary school, if you wanted to stay behind to play football.
There is a charge for a lot of these, but there are many after school classes. I used to hate PE when I was at school. Let's see another call here. Norman in Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Vinny.
Go ahead.
Everyone's metabolism and body mass is entirely different.
Yes.
Stephen Nolan finds it hard to keep weight off.
Don't mention that name here, if you don't mind.
Every time you mention
his name, he gets 50 quid.
I mean, my son will be home in a couple of weeks for a holiday here. Now, my wife makes a dinner every day. He'll eat double the dinner that I would eat. He goes round to the shop, he buys 10 packets of crisps, a few tins of juice, and he'll stuff all them in them in the one day. And he's been doing that from he's been a wee boy. And he never puts an ounce of weight on.
He doesn't. Now, people like that disgust me.
Never puts an ounce of weight on. He can eat whatever he wants, fast food or anything.
What about you, Norman?
I only look at food like Stephen and I put weight on. I find it hard to keep weight off, but I do my best. I only eat one meal a day, so I do. I take a cup of tea in the morning and a round of toast, and yet I find it hard to keep weight off.
Someone's put us on hold.
Finney, if you look at the rugby players in the World Cup there, Eddie Furlong is an example, 18 stone, and that's a man that's training every day. And yet you can see the body mass that he has.
It's not always the same, though. Rugby players can be heavier than you, but they don't look the same. Well,
that's what I'm saying. It's a body mass. A lot of it's body mass, so it is, Vinny. And people would say, oh, look at the fat he is. But he's not. It's just body mass.
Norman.
So it is.
Norman, thank you very much.